We're going to talk this morning about, well, the Great American Smokeout. Melissa Stark joins us this morning. She's with the Community Tobacco Prevention Program. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Well, I would think by now, after all these years, folks should be familiar, at least with the name, the Great American Smokeout.
Well, this is the 37th year that they've had the smokeout going on, and it's always the third Thursday of November.
Is there any particular significance in that time?
Well, we want people to think about quitting. And they may just use that date as a date that they're going to say, well, I'm going to quit today. Or they can, use it as a starting point. Because sometimes when you try to quit smoking, it takes a few times before it works.
Well, you know, with all the obstacles out there, there are high taxes on cigarettes in most states. There are all kinds of places now that you can't smoke in public places. You would think that would have pretty much stamped it all out. But there are still quite a few folks out there who are lighting up.
Well, they say that there are 45 million Americans who smoke cigarettes. And in 2010, there were 13.2 million who smoked cigars. And each year, about 400,000 people die of smoke-related illness. And they want to replace those people that die with new smokers. So that's just one of the things that the tobacco company is always warring at us to do. So it's really quite a battle. So we have to keep talking about this year after year.
Well, with so many people out, or so much information out there, so much data available for folks to see, why do people continue to smoke?
It's an addiction. And once you get started on nicotine, it's really a hard addiction to quit. And they're even making flavored cigars. They're just a little bit bigger than a cigarette, so they can call them a cigar or a cigarillo. And they can make them with flavors like grape, cherry, any flavor that you want. And then they sell it to young people because it's cheap to buy, because those cigars and cigarillos aren't taxed the way cigarettes are.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the process. If someone is interested in quitting, and in a lot of cases, a lot of these smokers have been interested in quitting, have perhaps tried quitting several times and have failed. Why do most people fail when they try to quit?
Well, sometimes they just need the resources, and it is a powerful addiction. But we have a great resource here in Iowa, Quitline Iowa, and that's at 1-800-QUIT-NOW or 1-800-784-8669. But the really great thing is that starting November 1st, they have a new interactive web coach on the website. So you can go in there, and they will tailor the program specifically for you. And they also have counselors who will call you up or that you can call 24 hours a day.
Now, you say they can tailor a quitting smoking program specifically for you. What would be the differences, say, between one person or another?
Well, I'm not a smoker, so I don't really know since I haven't called the quit line for that. But I know that they have some steps that you need to take to increase your chance for quitting. And number one would be to set a quit date and create a quit plan. Now, that's what Quitline Iowa is there to help with. Number two would be get rid of all your tobacco. Number three would be tell others about your plan and ask friends, family, and colleagues for their support. Step number four would be to anticipate those cravings and plan alternative activities for when the urge to smoke, you know, hits you. And then five, talk to your doctor or Quitline Iowa about nicotine replacement therapy. And there's other medicines that can help with withdrawal. But the big thing about Quitline Iowa, it's free and it does work.
You bet. Is that the biggest, or I guess all these are little mistakes that people make, but is that one of the biggest mistakes people make when they decide that maybe they want to try to curtail or quit smoking? Is that they don't really go into it with maybe a realistic plan of how to get that done?
Well, that's part of it too, because they really do need a plan and they need to look at different parts of their day and what are the triggers that cause them to want to smoke. And there's a lot of information in written form also from Quitline Iowa, and also our office here at Cass County Public Health has that information as well. But it really looks at different areas of your life and what are triggers that get you smoking. and keep you smoking.
Well, I'm not amused by it, but I was kind of surprised by it when I heard you outline number two in the list of things that you really want to do, some habits that you want to do to create success in quitting, and that was to get rid of all your tobacco. Wouldn't that be pretty obvious if you're thinking about quitting?
Well, you would think so, but sometimes people want to quit, but maybe their spouse or another person in the home is a smoker. And so it really helps if the whole family is on board. And when you're trying to quit, you just have to stay away from friends who smoke, stay away from places where you're apt to smoke.
So it's not just a matter of getting all the products out of your home. It's also kind of maybe taking a look at where you are at different times and when you put yourself around it.
Right. So gotcha. You have to plan for that and also plan things for when you have the urge to smoke. Maybe you've got to just go out and take a walk.
Yeah.
Or maybe take like a sipping cup and just, sip slowly on water. Do deep breathing exercises. Get some gum or some mints. Just, make sure you have a plan of what you're going to do when you get hit with that craving. But also calling your quit line coach is really helpful too.
Sure. Well, and it kind of goes in line with number three here on the list was to, you mentioned tell others about the plan and ask friends and others for their support too. If you make that plan known, then other people they're not going to stomp on that. They're going to help you as best they can.
Right. I think a lot of people probably want to keep it a secret and then, one day they're going to say, hey, guess what? I have quit smoking. But that doesn't work. You really need to let people know so they can be supportive of the plan that you're doing to quit.
Yeah, well, all the greatest plans in the world sometimes fall apart because of the actual chemical addiction that's involved there and, the cravings and all the other things that happen. Boy, it really takes a lot to get over those.
Yes, and they do have medications that work, and those are prescribed by your doctor, or you can get some of that information from Quitline Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Is it a free service?
Yes, it is. It's free.
And it's not necessary to fill out paperwork or sign up for anything?
If you go to your doctor, they can send in a referral to Quitline. But you can just go on your computer and you can fill out some information there. And there's just so many tools that you can use to help quit. And don't be discouraged if you try to quit and it doesn't work. Because sometimes people have to try several times.
If someone's been smoking for a long time, say maybe several decades, most of their lives, is there that big a benefit to them quitting after all that time?
Well, that's what's really amazing. You have benefits to stopping even in the first day that you stop. We have some information here that tells what can happen after stopping 5 days, 1 month, 3 months. Any quitting is going to improve your health. And a lot of some of your health problems would be really greatly helped if you do quit smoking.
Well, I guess that's the one thing that sometimes is glossed over, too. We think about people dying of some of the obvious things, throat cancer, lung cancer, those types of things. But sometimes just having the presence of that nicotine in your body makes other things that you might come into. Maybe that cold seems to be hanging on a lot longer than it should.
Right. And people that stop smoking don't have that chronic bronchitis-type hacking cough. And getting colds and flus is easy.
You bet. Well, there are a lot.
You've heard about secondhand smoke.
Mm-hmm.
So say if somebody is smoking outside of a business and you're smelling the smoke, you're getting that smoke inside your lungs. And also there's something called third-hand smoke, and that's something that I didn't even realize, that the smell that stays in your clothing, if people can smell that, they are also getting some risk from the chemicals in cigarettes.
So it would behoove someone to maybe make that phone call. There's never too early, never too late to do that.
Right, and especially, I really hate seeing people smoking in cars when there are children in the car. And maybe someone is a smoker. And if they hold a little baby up to their clothing and snuggle them, that baby is getting some of those chemicals. So there's just a lot to think about.
Yeah, think about yourself. Think about others around you as
yes.
Well. Very good. Well, and you always want to stay around and stay healthy as long as you can so you can enjoy those babies and grandbabies and great-grandbabies too.
Right. Huh? And for people who love their pets, pets can also die from cancer, sinus cancer.
Okay, something else to think about.
Something
then.
Else to think about.
You bet.
Yes.
1-800-QUIT-NOW is the Quit Line Iowa number. And if you want more information, too, you could also contact the American Cancer Society. 1-800-227-2345 is the telephone number. That's a toll-free call if you'd like to learn more. And locally as well. Melissa, you folks have some information there that people can pick up.
Yes, we do. We're over at Cass County Home Care, which is also where public health is, right across from the hospital.
Okay. Stop in during business hours.
Right.
Great. Hey, thanks a lot for the information here today, and hope Thursday is another great American Smokeout Day, the 37th time around.
Great.